That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, we had a clown gesture yesterday from the Republican presumptive nominee for governor, Rebecca Clayfish. She called on Mayor Tom Barrett of Milwaukee to resign. Called on the mayor of Milwaukee to resign because she said there's crime in Milwaukee. Okay, look. Let's parse this. There has been crime in Milwaukee and in every city for a long time. Milwaukee has certainly challenges, and obviously challenges involving poverty, race, discrimination, a lot of other things. And we're a fine city. I'm broadcasting from Milwaukee right now where I live. We're a fine city. And this is a fraud on her part. Let's unpack this a little bit. She isn't in the news a lot, and when she is in the news, it's all bad. And in addition to paid media, which she'll have a lot of because their donors will pour unlimited funds in for her, you still need the legitimacy of free media. Some little thing that just brings your name to mind every once in a while. In her lane, her track is to be exactly like Kim Reynolds, the governor of Iowa, and also Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota. These are all attractive women who have these blazing eyes. I'm not kidding. They're very right wing, very right wing. And there is this deep-seated insecurity that people are going to go, well, can she really be governor? Especially because her campaign mode will be to be driven around the state in the backseat of a drop-top Cadillac, doing a pageant wave on either side and staying away from issues. So occasionally, they want to give a spastic knee to the groin to somebody on the Democratic side. In this particular case, they just pick out what they think is low-hanging fruit. Well, the mayor of Milwaukee, and she accomplishes a lot of things here. She signals to a base that she does not like Milwaukee, and she attributes crime to Milwaukee, impliedly taking into account race, and she does it by attacking the surrogate from Milwaukee. It doesn't matter who is. The mayor of Milwaukee. Okay, let's unpack what she stands for and what she's doing. There have been 8,000 deaths from COVID in Wisconsin. She has yet to reveal her COVID plan. All she said is, I believe in no mask requirements and no vaccine mandates. Okay, what's the rest of your COVID plan to reduce deaths and reduce infection? She said, we're working on that. Okay, you're working on that. Well, now you're coming up on about a year away from the election. Year away from the election. In fact, 10 months from the primary, because you will have opposition in the Republican primary. And you're coming up with something like 13 months from the election. As governor, what would you do about COVID? Her response is, there will be no mask requirements and no vaccine mandates. Okay, that's what your base, the really hardcore Trump base, wants. What about everybody else who doesn't want more deaths? We're working on that. We're working on that. And she will continue to work on it for 13 months. Then you take a look at who she has in her campaign staff. She has a number of people who are associated with the big lie that the Trump loss in Wisconsin in 2020 was fraudulent and the result of some kind of misconduct. And if you ask her, she won't respond as to whether she thinks Biden legitimately won it. They always do stuff like, well, you know, he's in the White House now. We're going to look to the future. Hint, hint. He shouldn't be in the White House, but we'll take care of it next time. You can tell a lot by who you have around you. And a lot of these people are anti-maskers, anti-vaxxers, and big lie people. Not just saying no mask mandate or no vaccine mandate, saying we don't want masks and we don't want vaccines. Some people say, well, the vaccines somehow will put a CIA chip in you and they'll listen in on what? Your body gurgling or something? You know, somebody else, I'm not kidding, they think it magnetizes your arm. So if you go in a hardware store, a bunch of screws will jump off the shelf and attach to your arm. Sir, I'm not kidding. Now, there's a whole variation of this kind of stuff. She's not going to come out and say any of this, but you send signals by who you put around you. What she's putting around her are anti-vaxxers, anti-maskers, and big lie people. If she is governor, she will not certify any election that a Democrat won, certainly not for president. Certainly not for president. She'll probably certify one for Congress in Madison, Milwaukee, because she can't get around it, but that's it. That's it. And she won't certify any election for state Senate or assembly anywhere that would give the majority back to the Democrats, even if it was legitimately earned. This is simply an apparatchik, like Iowa, like South Dakota. These are simply apparatchiks, disciples, acolytes of Trump, who will do his bidding. And it would be a disaster if she became the governor. So when she gets her name in the papers by saying Barrett should resign, all it is a Republican attack on Milwaukee and on the large African-American population in Milwaukee. I mean, that's all it is. That's got to be understood. And any further way she gets her name in the paper, other than saying, what is my COVID plan? Here it is. Whether you agree with it or not, at least set it out. And until she puts somebody on her staff that is not an anti-vaxxer, anti-masker, big lie individual, even a single one who would say that the 2020 election was fairly conducted, as indicated by 60 courts in the country, including our Supreme Court. And until she puts somebody on who says you should mask, you should get vaccinated, you should get the booster as soon as you're able to, until she has somebody like that, one person, this is an ideological candidacy that would be destructive of Wisconsin. You know, she's not alone, and she's not alone in a lot of this. One of the things that always amazes me, and Pence came out, Mike Pence, remember him? He shows up at like 4% in the polls. Republican primary 2024, hypothetical, nationwide. Who do the Republicans want to be their nominee? Trump wins up in the 40s. DeSantis comes in second, the teens or 20s. Far down the line, the only people below Trump are people like Josh Hawley. He's at 1%. One poll, he had 0%. Zero. Pence says like 4%. Now, how do you get 0% out of 1,000 people? That means nobody voted for you? Well, in fairness to Hawley, probably one or two did, maybe three out of 1,000. But that's such a small percentage. 10% is 1%. If you're under 1%, you put 0%. And the guy really has troubled eyes. This guy shouldn't be in the Senate, much less in the presidency. But here's what Pence came out and said yesterday. Mike Pence defended the January 6th insurrection. He said it was citizens expressing their view, and he stood with them. Now, of all the degraded things, there was a gallows that they erected to hang him. There's a gallows. There's an actual physical gallows. Go back and look at it. It was erected on the Capitol grounds. They went through the hallway saying, hang Mike Pence. Hang Mike Pence. Look, a bunch of guys say, hang Matt Flynn, and I'm running for the nomination of that party. You know, I mean, it's a little thing. Maybe it's just me. Maybe some standards. I would not defend them because I would not want to commit suicide. I would not want to be hanged by them. This guy is not going to obviously get the nomination when the constituency wants to hang him. But for him to degrade himself, remind me of Cruz. Trump said that Cruz's wife was ugly and his father was in on the assassination of JFK. And Cruz then manned a phone bank for Trump, said it's important to elect him. And if a guy says your wife is ugly and you assassinate JFK and we want to hang you, okay, at what point do you show some rudimentary self-interest even? Forget morality, forget manliness. forget a spine. At what point do you show some rudimentary self-respect? There is no self-respect in the Republican Party. There's no degradation that they won't endure other than Kinzinger and Cheney. Even Mitt Romney now is going to filibuster the debt limit increase. So Kinzinger and Cheney, that's it. The rest of them are servile. They get down and lick the shoes of Trump. They'll lick the shoes of people who create a gallows and walked through the halls shouting, "Hang Mike Pence." That's whose shoes they will lick. Okay, we're coming up into the show. Great show, great callers in. For anybody who on the cinema bathroom thing, remember something, Marjorie Taylor Greene, if she went in and did that to AOC, or she went and did that to Pelosi, we would want her arrested for disorderly conduct. I don't want people going to bathrooms picturing women in stalls adjusting their skirts, okay? It's as simple as that. I do want her out of the Senate, however. She's a traitor, and she is voting with the Republicans. Coming up, some great programming, as you know, great programming all day long. Matt Flynn Direct, back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for now. My, my.